Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Bone mass power and the ruggedness you need, that's what you'll get at the Grass to Grid Bull Sale hosted by Griswold Cattle. Owners John and Jeannie Griswold invite you to join them Saturday, April 13th in Beaver, Oklahoma for this year's sale. Featuring 250 bulls, 250 cows, and 250 heifer calves, possessing the finest Angus, Sim-Angus, and Main-Angus genetics around. For more information, click over to GriswoldCattle.com or call John at 405-780-3300. If it's consistent quality you demand, this is the place to get it. Now go mark your calendar, April 13th, Griswold Cattle's Grass to Grid Bull Sale.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
Today's cattle market was under pressure, closing 50 to $1.15 lower in the feeder cattle, and live cattle were anywhere from 7 lower in the front month, April, to 72 lower, which was the lowest month out in August. Boxed beef at midday finished higher. Choice was 44 cents higher at 228.76. Select at 219.32, up 52 cents. So a little bit higher there on the boxed beef market. The biggest threat, it seems like, in the talk is the snowstorm that could reach through the northern plains, through Nebraska and in Wisconsin and Minnesota. The latest is 8 to 16 inches, with localized areas could get up to 20 inches of snow and below freezing temperatures from today through tomorrow afternoon. So could be quite a bit of a threat here. The feedlot conditions in the north have been wet for months now, and it looks like that is going to continue for the next couple of weeks, at least until the weather starts to warm up. Also, that storm is causing planting delays and concerns for the corn and bean crops. That's one reason why the corn and beans were both a little bit higher today, due to the fact that we won't be able to get in the field. And some of the most critical parts, such as Nebraska, usually doesn't get plant their corn till April 22nd, but that doesn't look like that can happen this year, just solely due to field prep.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. It's the Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale, Friday, April 12th at 12:30 at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha. The sale will feature offerings from Brink Angus, Brookshire Farms, Bull Mountain Ranch, MCS Cattle, and others. And Wheeler Farms will offer 80 Hereford and Angus bulls, along with 20 Angus open yearling heifers. They're ranch-raised, developed with frontline genetics and performance. For an online catalog, go to mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims at 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
Grain markets were mixed today. We had corn up 2 cents, soybeans up 4 cents, and then wheat's down 2 to 3 cents. Yesterday's report, of course, was thought to be bearish for the corn and wheat market, but the corn has done nothing but go up since that report. Wheat, of course, is working back toward new lows. Hedge funds are extremely short the grains, and it seems like they're really defending that position despite what's going on up in the north. Cotton market today was 13 higher in December at 77.02. One interesting thing about that report yesterday showed that domestic consumption was 3.1 million bales. That's the lowest since over 100 years ago, back in the 1890s. That's how much we consume. So cotton consumption really coming down in the United States. Of course, stocks to use ratio still show pretty ample supplies in U.S. and world, especially of the wheat market. We're over half a year's worth here in the U.S., so that's kind of a negative thing. Years like this year, where production really is going to back up here as people don't harvest their grain, should start to get into that extra supply. And the crude oil market continues to be really strong here. It's up another 50 cents today at a new high. Natural gas is also unchanged here at 270. The stock market currently is down 17 in the Dow, and the S&P is up about 7.5. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors.